So tell us about this partnership. What is it you will specifically be doing for DOD?
Well, in real simple terms, Siemens and Boeing have come together because we have a vision for America's energy future, and we intend to compete for business, you know, based on the combined expertise of really an unbeatable technology and service offering with an organization like Boeing that's got tremendous integrated skills and the ability to do and have reach and do business with the U.S. government.
What is microgrid management?
Well, a microgrid, Amy, is just a power system that can operate safely, securely, and with surety, either in parallel and using the existing grid or in the absence of the utility grid in the case, you know, of a natural disaster or other issue where you have to actually island your power.
So bases have their own generating capability, in other words, and then their microgrid can support a base?
Basically, most of the bases, especially domestically, actually buy generation from their local utilities, just like we all do as consumers. And obviously, in this era of the need for heightened security and the ability to have continuity of operations on bases, the bases now and the installations are finding the need in both physical and cyber, the need to actually island if necessary and have their own microgrid.
So what products and services do they need that you're bringing to them that they don't have now in order to do that?
Well, that's a great question. A lot of the bases right now are actually doing a lot of energy efficiency and energy savings activity. We're seeing an increased demand signal and tempo on renewable energy. Secretary McHugh actually yesterday at the Gov Energy Show announced an Army Energy Initiatives Office task force to focus at increasing renewables in the Army. And if you think about renewables, you can think about solar in terms of concentrated solar, photovoltaic. You can think about wind, and you can think about a lot of other offerings, including biomass and biowaste offerings. So what we're actually bringing is a management solution, a microgrid management solution that's going to incorporate legacy systems and some new systems of distributed energy resources. So power generation, energy storage, distribution, power consumption, all aligned with an enterprise architecture that gives you communication, command, control, and information so there's real-time situational awareness.
We are talking with Judy Marks, the head of Siemens U.S. Federal Business. And as Siemens and Boeing are working together on this, who takes point? Who is responsible for what goes right, what goes wrong, and what are the different roles involved?
Well, sure. We're both obviously responsible, and let me just explain what we both bring to this. Boeing's on point. They're going to be the prime contractor, with the exception of areas where Siemens already has federal prime contracts as an ESCO and an ESPC provider to both the Department of Energy and the Army Corps of Engineers. But Boeing's on point. Boeing brings their integrated architecture, they bring their systems management, their large-scale integration, and their enterprise cybersecurity skills and technologies. We at Siemens, we bring our energy technologies, our available off-the-shelf power systems in all areas of generation, transmission, distribution, and consumption. So it's a great complementary alliance.
And also, so in other words, it sounds like you're creating micro smart grids. Would that be a good way to put it?
That's a great way to put it. You know, smart grids mean a lot of things to a lot of people. The microgrid differential is that ability, again, to island and to isolate yourself in the event that you need to.
And I was wondering how this is all going to be paid for. What I'm driving at is if you can reduce power consumption overall at the bases, is it a shared savings type of payment system or just a straight contract?
Well, I think you're going to see both. Right now, there are these energy savings performance contracts and these net zero contracts that actually do provide, you know, multi-year opportunities to reinvest savings for the government. And I think with all the federal budget challenges we're all facing, those performance contracts, these public-private initiatives, because the utilities are going to be involved, there's a larger ecosystem here. So I think this is going to be a big play for a PPP, a public-private partnership, as well as you'll see some standard contracting for some of the renewables.
And how far along are you in this process? What's the timeline you're looking at, and Where do you even start? Where do you begin?
Well, you start with some demonstration projects here in the United States, and there are several contracts that have been let. There are several more that are in the RFI and in the pending RFP stage, and that gives you the ability to actually prove and reduce to practice the ability to use a microgrid. All parts of the services are moving ahead with this. And then, obviously, you move through the value chain. So you start potentially with energy efficiency, with some demonstration projects, and then you add renewable projects and larger scale projects. And that's where we think we make a difference, because we are bringing a technology provider in Siemens and a great systems integrator in Boeing. And so we'll have the reach and the depth, not just to go base by base, but to be able to provide that reach throughout the United States and potentially at forward operating bases later on.
And can you see the day when DOD installations will sell power back to the grid, possibly?
I can see that day. You know, DOD has always been an early adopter in all technologies as we go back in time. And that's the purpose of these smart grids and microgrids. It's to have that surety and that reliability that you need, that energy access, that energy security, but then to also be a good neighbor in the communities where the DOD is, and any excess power, the utilities would be happy to take back.